Welcome to it on New Year's Eve. It is Monday, December the 31st, 2018. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Good to have you here. So many things to cover, but what we're going to see in the next few days is the beginning of the incredible ramp up by the left, by the Democrats, by the liberals to create even more havoc in Washington, as if that's possible. But it is. Donald Trump at any cost. That is the theme for 2019, I guarantee you. Donald Trump at any cost, and the chaos you have seen thus far in 2018 over the Bob Mueller investigation and everything else is just the beginning. The Democrats believe they can get Trump, whether it's on financial issues or financial crimes. One of the first things they're going to go for are his tax returns. Not because they actually believe he's done anything wrong, but because they believe if they have the tax returns, they can find something that's not right or hasn't been done right. Same thing that happened to Paul Manafort. That's what they want to do with Donald Trump. I mean, if you have that much money flowing in and out of that many different companies, you can say, well, that wasn't paid right. This is wrong. That's a crime. And, well, when did he know about that? How did he know about that? What did he say about that? And so on and so forth. And basically, it's laying a trap. It's gill netting with a trawler. I mean, you're just taking a giant net and pulling it behind the trawler and going through vast areas of the ocean and just seeing what you catch. That's what it is, and that's where it's going. We'll also see what happens to people like General Michael Flynn and to the rest of the crew that's been entangled. And their real crime, and the real crime that was shown in 2018 was that they had worked for Donald Trump. That was the real crime. Now, as we look at that, you're also going to see a big shift to the left as the candidates that are running for president as Democrats begin to show themselves, and it's going to be a race to the left because they all see the kind of star power that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has brought to herself, the nearly politically illiterate, financially illiterate, economically illiterate, far-left superstar of the Democratic Party now. A self-described democratic socialist who has said the most outrageous things. You know, when you look back at 2018 and you wonder about the things that were said and what happened in the year, you can't miss her. Unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs. That was her comment in July when pressed on why the unemployment rate is so low in a capitalist system. Unemployment is low because people are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and can barely feed their kids, said AOC. Is not, because she has to have a trendy name, AOC. That's what the Hollywood people call AOC. A-O-K. AOC. Doesn't know well much about anything, frankly. Should do herself some good. Could do herself some good. She went on to say this, and so I do think that right now we have this no-holds-barred Wild West hyper-capitalism. What that means is profit at any cost. Capitalism has not always existed in the world, and it will not always exist in the world. When this country started, we were not a capitalist nation. We did not operate in a capitalist economy, which we did. So she doesn't know anything about history either, does Ms. Cortez. In the same interview, she referred to the situation in Palestine as an occupation by Israel. I'm not the expert on geopolitics on this issue. You know, for me, I'm a firm believer in finding a two-state solution on this issue. Explaining the extinction of the middle class in another interview, speaking with former Obama speechwriter John Lovett on the liberal podcast, Pod Save America, Ocasio-Cortez claimed the upper middle class doesn't exist anymore. I think that politically the upper middle class is probably more moderate, but that upper middle class doesn't exist anymore in America. And thanks to the continued deregulation of Wall Street, thanks to the continued gutting of working and middle class people, we need stronger champions. However, both the Urban Institute and the American Enterprise Institute have presented evidence showing the upper middle class is actually growing in America. And if you were out Christmas shopping at all during this holiday season, you may have noticed the stores were full. Malls were full. Restaurants were full. Movie theaters were full. There was a lot of traffic. It drives me crazy. Crazy. Truly gone fishing crazy. That's what traffic does to me. That's why my closest neighbors are cows, generally. I like it that way. Okay? Now, if you don't mind, sir, back up. Seriously, you're too close. A simple payment plan for Progressive Medicare. This is another one of the crazy things that AOC had to say. When asked in an interview with Jorge Ramos last week about how to pay for Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All proposal, and I just want to say that one more time, with Jorge Ramos, she said people often say, how are you going to pay for it? And I find the question so puzzling, because how do you pay for something that's more affordable? How do you pay for cheaper rent? How do you pay for, well, you know, you just pay for it. But it's not cheaper. In most estimations, say $25 to $30 trillion. That's with a T, as in terrible idea. $1 trillion. And during this election cycle, Ocasio-Cortez and other progressive Democrats like Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who lost the Florida race for governor, have claimed Sanders' Medicare for All would save the country $2 trillion. But the claim has been torn down by everybody that's ever looked at it. In fact, George Mason University actually puts the number at over $30 trillion over just 10 years. Mm-hmm. In another brilliant burst from her mouth, AOC compared climate change to World War II. What we have was an existential threat to the context of a war. We had a direct existential threat with another nation. This time it was Nazi Germany and the Axis, who explicitly made the United States as an enemy, as an enemy. What we did was that we chose to mobilize our entire economy and industrialize our entire economy, and we put hundreds, if not millions, of people to work in defending our shores and defending this country. We have to do the same thing in order to get us to 100% renewable energy, and that's just the truth of it. Do you ever wonder what the color of the sky is in the world of a far-left liberal? What color is the sky? We'll just have windmills everywhere, and everybody will, you know, see rainbows and unicorns, and it'll be lovely. According to Fox News, Ocasio-Cortez declared that at a campaign fundraiser, there was no debate that fossil fuel production should be stopped immediately. There's no debate. It should be stopped immediately. And, of course, she carries the organizer torch to Washington, where she starts this week. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the hero of the left, when asked by Chris Hayes on MSNBC, you know Chris Hayes, left-leaning little, you know, that guy. Well, I think here's what she was asked about Congress, what she's going to do. Well, I think a lot of it has to do with changing our strategy around governance. You know, there's a lot of inside baseball and inside the beltway, as you always hear that term thrown around, but there are very few organizers in Congress. And I do think that organizers operate differently. It's a different kind of strategy. And what it is really about organizing and really thinking about that word, organizing, segmenting people, being strategic in their actions, and really bringing together a cohesive strategy of putting pressure on the chamber instead of only focusing on the pressures inside the chamber. To which Hayes responded, that's a really interesting thought. And I would respond, you need medication. Because you're really lost and really dumb. Wow. These are the people we elect to Congress. 14 after. Did you want me to make you feel good, or you want the truth? Steve Gerber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan, because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I want to finish and then go to be able to and have my parents couldn't have. I'll even make, because I know it's the best thing I can do for my. I want to finish
school
and then go to
college
to be able to
graduate
and have
the future
my parents couldn't have. I'll even make
sacrifices,
because I know that
going to college
is the best thing I can do for my
future.
It takes the words of a parent to build the future of a child.
The Hispanic Scholarship Fund has the tools and information to help your kids go to college. It's free, and it's available in Spanish. Remember, their tomorrow depends on your words today. Visit yourwordstoday.org or call 1-877-HSF-8711. Sponsored by the Hispanic Scholarship Fund and the Ad Council.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.